I am hoping at the Great Frederick Fair, Ryan will be in building number 9 around 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I'll be right there. I promise.
And tonight, of course, we all know who is playing tonight, weather permitting.
No.
I can't imagine him not.
The show's going on.
The show
regardless.
Will go on. Mm-hmm. It is first and foremost ZZ Top.
Yeah. I want to do a quick introduction to ZZ Top because I think I'd be really good at bringing on ZZ Top, right?
Yeah. Well, you won't be able to get that chance. But
why not?
What would you say?
You know what?
Do you have it all ready and worded?
I don't have it. I'm just not quite sure. Okay.
How many ZZ Top songs do you actually know?
One. actually two.
Okay.
Actually two.
Uh-huh. Only two ZZ Top songs.
Yeah. So I'm walking across the stage, and I pull up in a motorcycle.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah. Anytime. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. The band that kind of makes you feel funny inside. The band that makes you stand up and shake your groove thing. The band that just lost their bassist.
Yeah.
The band that has Frederick rocking and rolling all night long.
Uh-huh.
It's the band that I only know two of their songs, but hey, I'm proud to introduce this band to you. This band is ZZ Top. Take it away.
You didn't even... Well, first of all, cardinal sin is you overrode the music over the voice, but that's okay. And then you didn't talk it up.
You didn't
hit the post.
I didn't hit the post.
So, you know.
I didn't see a time allotment that I had to the post.
Okay.
So, would this be... Okay.
That's legs.
So?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the band that you all know about. The band... Come on, man. You know this band.
I know the band.
I mean, the band. You know that thing.
What songs do you know?
Let's see.
One, Legs.
Tube Snake Boogie.
Oh, yeah. Do you sing that for me a little bit. The Tube Snake Boogie. Cheap Sunglasses.
Turning
on the X, LaGrange. Yeah. Thank you.
All of that.
Sharp Dressed Man, of course. That's
Give Me the, All Your Lovin'.
Waiting for the Bus.
Give me all your loving,
Tush.
All your hugs and kisses too. Give me all your loving.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's tonight at the Great Frederick Fair, and God bless them for bringing in a band this. And of course, obviously, it'll be very sad.
And this is their car racing to get to Frederick tonight.
Yeah, that's a great looking car too.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. They're going to be at the Great Frederick Fair tonight. And, of course, obviously, it'll be probably pretty emotional for a lot of people. I mean, they've been playing with a different bass player for a while because of the passing of, of the bass player. Yeah. And it's just sad. And But life goes on. And they'll go on, and you'll have a great time.
And we go on. 8:16. Let's check sports.
9:30 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, Bob, the Baltimore Orioles lost its 103rd game of the year last night. What a tumultuous season it's been, but the Phillies all over the Orioles in every way. Bryce Harper throwing out the tying run, and then Andrew McCutchen smacking a two-run home run. The Nats over the Marlins, 7-5. Minor League Baseball, the Bowie Bay Sox, not the parent club, the Orioles of the parent club, but the Bowie Bay Sox are the farm team to the Orioles. AA, they lost to Akron last night in the AA Northeast Championship Series 8-5. They now face a must-win game on Thursday. Frederick County field hockey just a day before football gets back, but Middletown over Oakdale 2-1 in OT. Linganore getting past Tuscarora 1-0. In the NFL, Washington football team plays Buffalo Ravens and the Lions, Carolina Panthers, and the Texans tonight. On Thursday Night Football, 8:17 to WFMD.
Good morning, WFMD News. Frederick police are investigating a shooting Wednesday night. Officers were dispatched to 90 Waverly Drive at around 7:30 and found a man with a gunshot wound. The man was transported to a local trauma center, and police say he is in stable condition. Authorities say they are not releasing any more information as this is an ongoing investigation. Anyone who has information which can help is asked to contact Frederick police. There's some new information about what happened in the hours before Gabby Petito went missing. According to witnesses, Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundry, was involved in a loud argument at Jackson Hole, a Wyoming restaurant. But it wasn't with Petito. Rather, it was with the restaurant's waitstaff. According to a witness, Petito seemed visibly upset with Laundry's behavior at the restaurant. Petito's body was found at a campsite near Jackson Hole on Sunday. Brian Laundry declined to cooperate with authorities and has since gone missing himself. And after weeks of debate, the Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday approved booster shots of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for those 65 and older, at least 6 months after their second injection. The FDA also approved booster shots for those who are at high risk of being extremely sick with COVID or at serious risk of getting the disease due to their jobs. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
26 in Dance Hall Road, an accident at that location. Delays on 270. They're starting to shorten a little bit. Now you're slow from Urbana to 495. 355 remains shut down for high standing water. 70 eastbound, we see some slowing going by 97 and then from 32 to 29. Still many roads closed because of high standing water in Frederick County, including several locations on 75, 26, and 550. To see the complete list, go to our Facebook page. We have a link at that location. And that is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Good morning.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. The high around 73. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 52. Sunny for Friday, the high 72. Mostly clear Friday night, the low 51 for the weekend. Sunny for Saturday, the high 75. And sunny again Sunday, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
Thank you, Dean. Right now, it is 60. Cloudy sky. Guys in Frederick, rainy conditions too, in and around Mid-Maryland and the listening area. If you're listening on the great WFMD app, it's the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express, 819.
September is Hunger Action Month. At WISE, we're taking action. The WISE Fight Hunger campaign works diligently, providing monetary and food donations to those in need. You can help too. Let's work together to help the 42 million Americans struggling with hunger. Just $1 can provide 6 meals. One simple donation can feed many. We can make a real difference. Stop by your neighborhood WISE markets to see how you can join the WISE Fight Hunger campaign.
In the studio with Rick from Dixie Electric. Rick, with fall arriving, we hear about changing our smoke detector batteries, but what about other maintenance items around the home or office?
Bob, changing smoke detector batteries or replacing out-of-date detectors is important, but it is also a great time to change clock batteries, remote controls for the TV, all of your battery-operated items.
Well, what about my heating system?
The blower in the air handler, motor in the gas furnace may need oil lubricating. Changing filters and cleaning dust out of the grills or vacuuming the dust from electric heaters. Removing lint buildup in the dryer and exhaust fan vents protects against fires.
Well, Rick, what about my electric panel?
The circuit breaker should be exercised. Turn them off and on. Push the test button on ground fault circuit breakers and the test button on ground fault receptacles in the kitchens, baths, and outside. Christmas is coming, and all new homes have arc fault breakers that have a test button, too.
So while it's still warm outside, test it now, just in case you may need repairs in the future.
Yes, don't forget to check outdoor lighting. The clocks will be falling back soon.
Dixie Electric, where the details do make the difference.
I'm Dr. Michelle Ware. I'm the owner of Premier Dental Arts here in Frederick. We pretty much do everything when it comes to dentistry, from fillings and crowns, implants, root canals, periodontal treatment, gum disease treatment. We really want to make sure that everybody is safe. When patients arrive, they're instructed to call, and we go through a list of questions for them. When we're ready for them, someone will call them in from their car. We take their temperature. They use hand sanitizer, and we bring them straight back. Premier Dental Arts. Call today, 301-662-0222.
Looking to make a career change? Want to work for a company with great medical benefits, including dental, vision, and 401k? Martin Brower, the area's leaders for food supply in the fast food industry, is now hiring CDLA truck drivers for local delivery. First-year salary, $88,000 to $115,000. Paid weekly, delivering in Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and Delaware. Drivers will be home daily. Text MBJobs to 250-00 to apply today. Join the Martin Brower private fleet today and text MBJobs to 250-00 today.
Struggling with CPAP? Now there's Inspire, the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more.
DC and Baltimore stations won't talk about where you live, but we will. 930 WFMD.
It is the Morning News Express. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, a dynamic duo of the radio.
Jim and, Curtis's contract is coming to an end soon here at WFMD. I'm only
for
kidding.
Those who don't know, he's the guy who does our voice work.
Yeah. Jim is in tense negotiations right now.
Yeah.
With WFMD, okay. And we are monitoring the status of that contract. But
we aren't monitoring anything.
No, they went into the late night.
Yeah.
We have been told there are several media reports that say that he was at the negotiating table. Pointing fingers, there was some yelling. Mm-hmm. There may have been some punches traded during those negotiation sessions. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you up to date. And I'm sure Nate Saunders will
something everybody really cares about. Wow, LG TV unveiled a 325-inch TV.
What?
The screen is so detailed that you can see the smoke coming from Jen Psaki's ears after a question by Peter Ducey. I do remember when HDTV came out.
Yeah.
And you could see all of the imperfections of, you know, people that you could never see before.
Like Jeanine Pirro, you could tell. Or is it Pyro?
Pirro,
I think Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine Pirro.
You can
tell how much plastic surgery that she's had.
Well,
a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you could see, like, pockmarks on people and the makeup and stuff. And somehow they figured that out and fixed that. But,
well, the makeup artist just got a little better after that.
Right. New Apple Watch will measure your blood pressure.
Wow.
In fact, it will offer so many options that, it's easier to list what it can't do.
Now,
and that's tell time.
What series? What series is that?
I have no idea. I'm just reading this off of a,
Nate is Nate's a technical guy. Nate, you don't have an Apple Watch, do you? You're not an Apple guy.
I have the second generation Samsung watch.
Oh, you are. You
perfect.
It's
a new generation of people who don't fall into the trap of, it's an Apple. We have to have it.
There's a great divide between Android and Apple users. And I just think that there's a misunderstanding about Apple as far as technology. It's much more user-friendly.
No, it's not.
Nate would vehemently disagree. Bob
because
sounds
it's
like,
not.
User-friendly means the users aren't intelligent enough to be able to grasp an actually good and usable interface.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. And doesn't cost a gazillion dollars.
That's the most important part.
And have to have all the little gadgets that go with it.
Any Windows-based system.
I got to get the Apple iPods. I've got to get the Apple Watch. I got to get the Apple. You know what? The problem is, you know what happened in the Garden of Eden? Satan made him eat the apple.
Ryan, Android is not a Windows-based system. Windows tried to make their own system, which failed. It's a Linux-based system.
Well, Linux, Linux, Window, whatever, it still feels like a Windows-based system. And I'm an Apple guy.
In other words, you've drank the Kool-Aid.
You like to waste your money.
Wasting money. Oh, by the way, I have a story about that. What do you consider, Americans, an online poll, what they consider a big waste of money? And guess what number one is?
Apple.
Apple watches, Apple products. No, designer clothes for kids.
Okay.
They grow too fast and rarely need to dress up.
Yeah. By the time you're, 7, 8, 9 years old, you're already growing out of what you've received.
Right. Also on the list, baby toys. Pet toys. Everybody needs to buy pet toys. They say give them a cardboard box. Not true. Digital games. You could have a huge library and only really play one. Which game did you? I will tell you that there was two games that I played when we got those Game Boys, not Game Boys or whatever. But I got really into Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
We had a snowstorm and I must have played Zelda for like 12 hours a day. and then I just gave up. And then my son took over. And then he, when he was younger, he found somebody who had a cheat code book. And I'm like, that's not how you play the game.
That's not how you play the
game. Not how you play the game.
So mine was Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh, I like that. Nintendo. Yeah, I had that. I had that.
Super Mario. Yep. Nate's like, what are you talking about? Nate, what was your go to? Are you a gamer?
I am. I have a pretty legitimate gaming PC. I got it for video editing, but it happens to be able to play games as well.
He's got his own Twitch account.
I don't have that yet. I am a Minecraft player. That's I love that game.
Okay. So if Nate ever goes MIA, we know he's buried in the Minecraft.
Sitting in his jammies, you know, with his hair askew.
I didn't know I had to be at work today.
I had Tiger Woods golf, too. That was fun.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I was, you know, and then I had the...
how about Mortal Kombat?
No. Do you remember the game where you had the little football game and it was like the the Coleco or Nintendo, whatever it is, and it was like the little buttons and stuff? I had that. I played that, too. Also, here's some other wasting time. We got to go. Real quick, cable and internet, laundromats, streaming services, because people cut the cords, upcharges at car dealerships, funerals, and printer ink. We all know about printer ink.
All right, guys, 828 at WFMD.
A new 3-year contract between the Frederick County Teachers Association and the Board of Education is in effect. More on that next. WFMD News.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
On 270 in Frederick County from Urbana to Hyattstown, and then more of a slow pace from 121 to 495. Still many locations closed off in Frederick County for high water. Several locations on 75, 26, and 550. That is your 930 WFMD traffic. A service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms, those continue throughout the day. Some of those this afternoon could produce some gusty winds and heavy rain, high at 73. Could see 1 to 2 inches of rain this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 52. Sunshine tomorrow and 72. For the weekend, sunny. Highs will be in the 70s. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, the rain may have stopped, but that doesn't mean the chaos has from this Thursday morning commute. We are just getting back to normal, whatever that is. The flood watch is over, but we're at 60 outside of our WFMD studios here on the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express.
WFMD News Time, 8:30.
This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now... WFMD News.
A new 3-year contract between the Frederick County Teachers Association and the Board of Education is in effect. The News Post reports that the school board unanimously ratified the 3-year agreement on Wednesday. The contract provides teachers with a 1.5% across-the-board cost of living hike, along with a step increase. Teachers hired on or before February 1st, 2021, will get a $1,400 retention incentive in their paychecks on December 15th. FCTA President Missy Dirk says 93% of the teachers voted in favor of the contract. And a federal judge has ruled that National Public Radio can air audio recordings from the trial of the gunman who killed 5 Capital Gazette newspaper employees in 2018. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Bennett ruled Tuesday in a case challenging Maryland's ban on broadcasting court proceedings. Bennett permanently barred the state of Maryland from enforcing its broadcast ban against NPR. The radio network intends to use audio from the trial of Capital Gazette newsroom shooter Gerard Ramos in an upcoming episode of its Embedded podcast. Bennett ruled it would be unconstitutional for Maryland to ban NPR from broadcasting recordings of the jury trial for Ramos's criminal case. WFMD News continues after this Fox News update.
I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's been meeting with Democrats in Congress about moving forward with spending on infrastructure and social programs, and there's a possible government shutdown coming at the end of the month and then possible debt default.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's up to Democrats to increase the borrowing limit.
This is a totally Democratic government.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's Republicans threatening a devastating default by refusing to increase a limit on debt they supported.
It's the Trump debt that we now must pay.
On Capitol Hill, Jerry Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's another day of searching a park in Florida for Brian Laundry. His girlfriend, Gabby Petito, was found dead in Wyoming.
They are utilizing dive teams and sonar technology to search waist-deep water, that on top of cadaver dogs, ATVs, drones, and water buggies to help search teams navigate the 25,000-acre nature reserve.
Fox's Charles Watson. America's listening to Fox News.
A measure which would be part of the Frederick County Council's 2022 legislative package has drawn opposition from the fire and rescue community. It would allow farm buildings being converted into ag tourism facilities to have up to 200 people, and any changes to the farm buildings would not need a building permit. Tom Coe is chief of fire and rescue services.
If this legislation is successfully enacted, the Division of Planning and Permitting, as well as the fire marshal, would be removed from completing the critical task of ensuring the buildings are designed as related to agritourism, meet the basic life safety codes designed to ensure the safety of the structure's occupants.
Colby Ferguson with the Maryland Farm Bureau says this is enabling legislation, which would give the county some flexibility.
Right now, the county, even if they wanted to, would not be allowed to do any more exemptions other than up to 50 people. And what this does is give the ability, if the county so chooses, to exempt up to 200. Montgomery County only exempts up to 100.
The council is expected to vote next week on whether to place this measure in its 2022 legislative package. Lightning was the cause of a fire at Hood College's Broadbeck Music Hall on September 9th. That's according to the Frederick County Division of Fire and Rescue. Hood College President Andrea Chapdelaine says things like instruments are being removed from the building in order to restore them.
We also, of course, are securing the building. The cupola was completely destroyed in the fire, and so that left a very large hole in the roof, and so trying to protect further water damage, boarding up windows that were blown out by the fire, that type of thing.
Chapdelaine said the building will likely need to be gutted and restored.
It's difficult to see, you know, that kind of damage done to such a beautiful building, but we were also able to recover a lot of things that were not hurt, faculty materials, books, music, etc. So I feel very fortunate.
According to fire officials, the fire originated on the roof. And Frederick County Councilman Michael Blue wants to see the county not place any more restrictions on masks and vaccines than what the state of Maryland recommends.
I think we should just follow along the lines of what our state governor is putting in place. We met last week and, there were calls for mask mandates, which I don't support.
Blue believes that people should make their own decision about masking and vaccines.
For businesses and larger group gatherings, and I think, a private enterprise, church groups, if they want to have mask mandates in their locations, that's fine. We can either decide to patronize those businesses and wear a mask and go in, or we can just not patronize.
He says many small businesses can get hurt by restrictive mandates. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines, a tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
I need a car, but my credit isn't too good.
Yeah, me too. I just had my bankruptcy discharged.
Have no fear. Captain Boom is here. Bad credit? You're approved. Divorced? You're approved. No money down, repossession, no cosigner? You're approved. Find the vehicle you want, fill out the online credit application, and drive your car home today at HiloAutoSales.com, home of the free 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty. Find your next car 24/7 at HiloAutoSales.com.
Need tires? With weather-slick streets, Tire Pros of Frederick suggests you check your tires. You need the right tires to get around the corner safely. Don't get left out on the side of the road. Frederick's fastest-growing tire dealer is Tire Pros, where every purchase comes with exclusive free one-year roadside assistance and the lowest price guarantee. Compare and save now. Tire Pros of Frederick, for when you need to get there, or just to know you can. Located on Highland Street behind the Frederick Fairgrounds. Online at TireProsOfFrederick.com.
Gettysburg Trading Post. We buy, sell, and trade.
Getting low on ammo? Looking for a new-to-you firearm? Gettysburg Trading Post has a large supply of both. Gettysburg Trading Post carries the area's widest selection of handguns, rifles, and Maryland-compliant firearms. And new ammo is always arriving daily, so you can stock up. Cash and credit accepted. Call 717-334-3979 for more information. Gettysburg Trading Post. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 8, and Saturday, 10 to 6.
Where we buy, sell, and trade.
You will solve the great mystery.
Streaming only on Peacock.
This is Robert Langdon. The suspect called him.
I teach symbology. He wants me to locate an ancient portal buried within the Capitol.
From the author of the Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
It's your dad. The people who took him want me to find a piece of a very old puzzle.
And executive producers Ron Howard and Brian Grazer.
We have to finish this or my dad is dead.
Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. Streaming now with new episodes every Thursday. Only on Peacock.
It is 8:38.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
270 southbound, we're seeing delays from Dr. Perry Road in through Hyattstown and then 121 to 495. 70 eastbound, you're under speed coming up on 40 over towards 29. We still have some roads shut down because of high water in Carroll County, 84 by 842. And Frederick County, 17 in between 40 and Biddle Road, 194 at Cash Smith Road, 31 in Bessie Clemson Road, and 26 at Fox Ridge Road and Mapleville Road. To see the complete list of road closures this morning, go to our website at WFMD.com. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
It is 8:39 here at WFMD. And Kurt, do you know what special recognition day it is?
I do not.
It's National Red Hair Day.
Oh, okay.
So all those redheads out there, you can be proud, stand proud. This is your day. This is your day to shine, you ginger.
Yes, indeed.
What's going on with the MTA, Kurt?
Well, you know, the weather out there causing some speed restrictions on the Brunswick Line 894 heading into Union Station, Washington, with a 15 to 20 minute delay, and 880, the last train into the Union Station on the Brunswick Line, operating 5 to 10 minutes late, scheduled to make a stop in Silver Spring at 8:48 and get into Union Station at 9:21. No reported commuter bus delays. For the MTA Transit Team, I'm Kurt Kroenke on WFMD.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. The high around 73. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 52. Sunny for Friday, the high 72. Mostly clear Friday night, the low 51 for the weekend. Sunny for Saturday, the high 75. And sunny again Sunday, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
Yeah, do you do a syndicated show? So you guys are getting ready for yet another big.
Yeah, me and Dean.
Yeah,
Dean Fettes and
yeah.
I. Yeah,
his
yeah.
website's great
Bob and Dean.
Too.
Yes, yeah.
His website is. I heard it draws a lot of traffic.
It does.
The wrong kind of traffic.
Yeah, but he realizes that once we made it known to him that if you click on a few links of. His website of, you know, he has a lot of his own companies, his own companies.
Yep.
And we were kind of investigating them. And one of them took you to a place where normally if you have it at work, you can get in trouble because it says NSF, not safe for work. So, yeah. And I actually told Mike Banks yesterday because we were in a meeting. I said, hey, I went to Dean Fettes, the weather did this whole thing. And I said, took you to a site that, you know, I'm sure the company's not real happy that you're on. So, yeah. And I said, we clicked off of it. Ryan clicked off of it about a half hour after he.
By the way, Mike Banks is playing hurt. He is, he injured himself in a.
Michael Banks is our general manager.
Yeah, in a dancing competition.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he was dancing. And so he has been just a warrior coming to work hurt. Coming to work with the ice on the knee, calling the shots, leading the company.
Being carried in on the chair. I mean, when we're done the show, we go out.
Yeah.
We pick him up out of the chair. We lift him high up, and, you know, and then Nate beats this big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom. It's kind of like the beginning of the Olympics.
carrying Mike to and from the next meeting.
And then of course Diana has to reach up and she feeds him grapes.
That is...
And we were going to do another video of Mike Banks, because Mike and I are a pretty big men, you know?
You don't say.
We were going to both try to get into the South Side car.
Yeah.
Together. Drive around. The car would be going, oh, my God! Oh, my God! No! No! My tires are going to pop! My tires are going to pop! That's okay. Oh, the little South Side car. Give me the South Side before my tires pop!
I can't with you, man. 8:42.
Frederick County Deputy Tara Naughton joining us here from the Frederick County Sheriff's Office. She's a canine handler, I do believe. This is the first deputy we've had as a canine handler on Officer of the Week. Thank you so much for making part of your day with us.
Of course. I'm glad to be here.
So you are, I hear you're mechanically inclined, and you get it from your father. Is that correct?
That's correct. Ever since I was able to hold a hammer, I was there with him.
So can you remember your first project? Do you know what that consisted of?
I'm not sure the first one. We've built everything, painted sheds, flooring, pretty much everything.
Now, that's really impressive because I can't even put together an IKEA desk.
Yeah, I haven't put IKEA together either. I'd rather just build it.
Well, that takes much more talent. So when was the first time that you realized, you know what, I have something here. I have a skill I could carry with me. I could actually put stuff together and make it from scratch.
I'm not sure the exact time frame. Pretty much as I got older and bought my own house, started doing things my own. I'd rather do it myself than pay someone to do it.
Yeah.
Cheaper that way.
It's probably saved you a lot of money, right?
Absolutely.
So what tips would you have for somebody that is just starting out? Maybe they think they're mechanically inclined, but they just don't know yet.
YouTube. YouTube is a great source to have. Pretty much you can find anything and everything on it. What I don't know, I'll go to YouTube.
Guys, as we get older, we all start to notice minor changes in sexual performance. It happens. But you can't stop Mother Nature. Whether you're just starting to develop erectile dysfunction symptoms or are suffering from chronic ED, call Metro Men's Health. Skip the pills and injections. They're only temporary and lose effectiveness over time. Metro Men's Health treats the root cause of ED, lack of blood flow, so it works long term. Metro Men's Health uses the most advanced and clinically proven wave therapy on the market to actually repair aging blood vessels and restore them to a younger you. Get your spontaneity and your confidence back with safe, effective treatment from Metro Men's Health. Visit MetroMen'sHealth.com.
Go to MetroMen'sHealth.com or call 240-998-8500. Don't let ED get worse. Call Metro Men's Health today, 240-998-8500. Call now, 240-998-8500.
Good Thursday morning, 8:45.
9:30, WFMB, Sports Update.
All right, the Baltimore Ravens are in the Motor City to try to run off a couple of wins in a row. Last week, coming off an emotional 36-35 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday Night Football. They were playing shorthanded, and they'll be shorthanded once again in Detroit. Washington football team playing Buffalo right now. Buffalo a 9-point favorite for the 1 o'clock kickoff Sunday in Orchard Park. Tom Brady claims that the NFL is getting soft.
There's a lot of plays and hits that are happening on quarterbacks now that are flags for defensive players that probably weren't that way 10 or 15 years ago.
Yep, it's just not your father's NFL, is it, Tom Brady? Frederick County field hockey winners last night. Middletown over Oakdale in OT 2-1. Linganore getting past Tuscarora 1-0. The Orioles lose to the Phillies. The Nats beat the Marlins. That is sports, 8:46 at WFMD.
Good morning, WFMD News. Teachers in Frederick County Public Schools have a new contract. The News Post reports that the Board of Education on Wednesday unanimously ratified the 3-year agreement with the Frederick County Teachers Association. Under this contract, teachers will receive a 1.5% cost of living hike as well as a step increase. Tragedy struck Louisville, Kentucky on Wednesday morning as a 16-year-old boy was killed and two other children were hurt in a shooting at a school bus stop. Local police said the shooting occurred at approximately 6:30 a.m. as the three students were shot in a drive-by attack as they waited for the bus. The two injured students will survive. One is a 14-year-old girl who was treated for minor injuries at the scene. The other was a 14-year-old boy who was taken to the hospital with injuries that weren't life-threatening. Police are searching for the people that were in a gray Jeep that was in the area when the shooting took place. And despite the Biden administration claiming Haitians camped in a Texas border town faced expulsion, thousands are being let into the U.S. Two officials told that to the Associated Press. Many of the thousands have been released into the country with notices to appear at an immigration court within 60 days. Some are heading to Maryland. I'm Nate Saunders. I'm in Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
Why do we have to let people, everybody, come here? We help out Haiti. We help out the Northern Triangle. We help out everybody on the planet. The Clintons, I think, have 10 million that the Haitians would like to see at some point. We can get into that at some other day. But why is it that we're the only country? Mexico can have border laws and uphold them. They're not racist or anything. We're the only country that owes the world something. Why?
Joe Pags, weeknights at 9 on 930 WFMD. 930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
270 traveling southbound in Frederick County looks so much better, thank heavens. But in Montgomery County, you're slow from Clarksburg to 495. And then trying to get onto either loop at the Capitol Beltway, especially slow this morning, is the outer loop ride coming off of 270 getting in towards Northern Virginia. 70 eastbound, you're slowing from 32 to 29, as well as 15 southbound from Lockett's to Leesburg. 194 is shut down in Frederick County at Cash Smith Road for high standing water, as well as 31 in Bessie Clemson Road. 26 at Fox Ridge Road and Mapleville Road in Carroll County, 84 by 832, and also in Frederick County, 17 closed for high water in between 40 and Biddle Road. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Sky Scan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms, those continue throughout the day. Some of those this afternoon could produce some gusty winds and heavy rain, high at 73. Could see 1 to 2 inches of rain this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 52. Sunshine tomorrow and 72. For the weekend, sunny, highs will be in the 70s. BJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit bjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
Yes, you are, Todd. Thank you for being part of the Morning News Express. It is 60. We've got cloudy skies and a little bit of rain falling. It is the Morning News Express. Once again, if you're just waking up, Frederick County Public Schools are closed today. Frederick County Public Schools are closed. They were going to get off anyway, a half a day, and then they decided to close the whole day. Also, Carroll County Public Schools are closed today as well. So, and then, as Nate Saunders was saying a little earlier, there's going to be some enhanced security this weekend up in the Catoctin Mountains.
Yeah. And
wonder why that is happening.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think there's something called Camp David up there that could have something to do
We're
with
gonna go for a little walk in the woods.
The president taking another vacation.
A walk in the woods.
Didn't he just go to, wait a minute, he went to Rehoboth Beach last week.
But now he wants to go to the mountains.
After 10 people were killed by a drone that he ordered to shoot down ISIS-K.
Yeah.
But it missed its alleged target and killed 7 kids and 3 other people.
You should have watched. I was watching Hannity last night, and he did a juxtaposition of what they were saying about the drone strike with Joe Biden. And, oh, well, you know, these things happen all the time.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
we've always killed.
We've always killed kids.
And then when they got when Donald Trump killed Soleimani, I can't think of his last name.
That big terrorist?
Yes.
Yeah.
When they killed him, they got on and said, well, they, by killing him, he just got them madder and madder and madder. This was a bad thing for our country. And I'm like, wow. It's great when you hear those juxtapositions and people, and the comparisons of what was said. And it was basically the same people.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing.
The
the
non-American rhetoric coming from the left today is even more pronounced than it was when Trump was in office.
Well, you didn't, and I gotta, I mean, if I'm wrong, please correct me. Didn't Obama do something like that as well, and actually came out and apologized and said, you know, we made a mistake.
Yeah, we accidentally did something that we shouldn't have done. I think Obama probably did, but I think he had a hand in everything that actually happened during his 8 years in office.
Well, it's 8 plus what is
4
it now?
So it's his third term.
It's 9 months now.
There's no doubt it's his third term.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I wrote Michelle Obama on Instagram the other day, and I said, I hope you are enjoying your third term.
Oh, no. I like what you wrote, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, how's your marriage?
Yes. Yes, I. You know what? Ryan, you walk out the door first, and when we leave the building, that's all I got to say.
Oh, by the way, so last night or yesterday afternoon, Joy Reid, who is just a joy to be around, she is a joy to watch, a joy to listen to. She actually said, "I'm sorry, Joy Bear, Bear. I can't keep these women up." Anyway, she said that Hillary Clinton was the real victim in the Monica Lewinsky scandal. What? Yeah, I'll say it again. Hillary Clinton was the real victim in the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And you know how she tied it in? Remember when Donald Trump brought Clinton's three accusers to the 2016 debate?
Uh-huh.
And they sat right in front of Hillary Clinton?
Uh-huh.
She said that Clinton was victimized at that point. That cost her the presidential election. And that she was the real victim by default because the voters used it against her. And ultimately, she didn't get in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's the reason.
Twisted logic from the left.
That's the reason, yeah. And Hillary did nothing. You know, was she the one who called it the bimbo?
There's the man of the hour, the guy that we're going to...
That's the man right there.
The guy that we're going to...
We carry.
That we carry and feed him grapes.
Boom, 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 boom. It's the Morning News Express, 853 WFMD.
Glenn Beck.
I want you to understand a couple of things. Do not confuse the government with the United States of America. Do not confuse leadership. Biden, Reagan, anyone. Do not confuse the elected officials with the United States of America. That is, we the people. You have to stand because you are the United States of America.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Hear Glenn Beck Live weekday mornings at 9 on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
I'm Steve Schmidt, president of Frederick Air, Frederick's only Bryant Factor authorized dealer. Thank you for nominating us for this year's Best of the Best. Now we need your vote to win. Just go to fredericknewspost.com/BOB, choose the heating and air conditioning category, and vote for Frederick Air. Frederick Air and Bryant will do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable this year. Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Call 301-663-0300-FREDERICK-AIR.
Get breaking local news first, straight to your phone. Just turn on notifications on the WFMD app. Free from News Radio 930.
So apparently now Ryan and I have to have a little trip to HR this morning.
We're going to HR. Right? Carla will be there. Mike will be there.
And another representative of the radio station. So we have our side. Nate will be with us.
I feel
as our representative.
Like our walking papers are fast approaching.
Well, I can change my flight.
This may be our last show ever, and we do apologize. We want to say bye.
Well, you know,
maybe we'll say bye at the Great Frederick Fair today.
We were talking to him. We were not making fun of our general manager, but you said he got injured in a dancing contest, and I was.
Well, I simply said he's playing hurt. Let me change my position.
Right.
I simply said he's playing hurt.
Right, and then we talked about how we were going to lift him up and carry him around. Well, that was part of, something was going on with the ceremony.
Well, that's not far from the truth.
No.
See, the way things work at WFMD, the red carpet is rolled out.
Right.
As Mike Banks walks down.
Right, and people throw petals. Cindy Fox will take petals.
And people shake his hand.
Yes.
They shake his hand, and
they
say, "What can I do for you today, sir?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to do.
So it is a...
But what we really do is we make fun of him and hope he doesn't listen. Yeah, so.
But he's listening.
Hey, real quick, there's a lot going on in the news. We should talk about real stuff.
No, we don't have to talk about any of this stuff.
Okay, well,
it doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
Okay.
Nobody cares about what's happening.
Yeah, I think they do.
Except you.
I think they do. Did you know this is very important? It took every different combination of a Rubik's Cube possible... and physically laid them out, you would be able to cover the entire Earth's surface 270 times over. There are 43 quintillion variations of the Rubik's Cube.
On a Rubik's Cube?
Yes, but Nate probably can figure it out in about 2 seconds.
Probably not.
You ever see those kids who can do the Rubik's Cube really quick?
Yeah.
Because there's some kind
of
a combination.
It's called Photoshop and Instagram Reels.
There you go.
It's called Instagram Reels. There are apps... that make you look like a lot smarter than you actually are.
Uh-huh. That's why you have the Apple, because you're just like, oh, I'm smart. I got an Apple Watch.
Yeah, I am smart.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know it tracks my heart. rate. It tracks my steps. It tells me when I need to
calm down. You know, I got one of those,
calm
too.
Down.
I got one of those, too. It's all right here. I put
what,
my
pacemaker?
Finger right there. I
you
put my finger right
inside?
There and go, oh, here's my heartbeat. You know, okay, 10. Okay, do I add, you know.
What, do you have a pacemaker in there? You're beating your chest like you have a pacemaker?
I'm going to beat something here coming up in just a second.
Do you remember the Wolf of Wall Street?
The movie?
Did you watch that?
No, I don't think so.
So they're sitting in a glass-enclosed bar high up top Manhattan near Wall Street, and he's talking to him about how to get through a rough day, and he's talking about the vodka and the cocaine they're using, and he's beating his chest to the sound of a... it's a great scene. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
No.
Well, we only have two microphones, so Nate's not allowed to talk.
Well, he could say yes or no.
Okay, all right. Hey, don't forget to join us at the Great Frederick Fair.
No, you can join. Well, yeah, sure, I'll be out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, you
breakfast.
Know what?
We'll go get some breakfast at the Great Frederick Fair. How's that?
Is that where you're taking me to breakfast at the Great Frederick Fair?
We'll get you some, you know, we'll go to Doherty's or JB's or, you know, somewhere, and we'll get some breakfast.
JB's Seafood is the only place to eat at the Great Frederick Fair.
And then if you actually see Ryan and I at the fair, we'll have our WFMD gear on. You can pay for our breakfast.
Yep.
It is the Morning News Express because we are radio people.
The operative word is if.
Yeah. Okay.
If.
No, not if. When? 8:58 at WFMD.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
We have an accident in Washington County this morning on 70 eastbound, right around 66. Watch out for some slowing as you're traveling through that section of Washington County. Well, on a real good note, 270 southbound in Frederick County looks good. You're moving at speed. But in Montgomery County, you're still slowing from Clarksburg to 495. And then coming off at 270 going in towards Northern Virginia. In Frederick County, 17 closed in between 40 and Biddle Road for high standing water, as well as 194 and Cash Smith Road, 31 in Bessie Clemson Road, 26 at Fox Ridge Road, and 26 in Mapleville Road. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
It is 8:59 at WFMD. Your SkyScan forecast brought to you by PJsRoofing.com. The rain has stopped. The temperatures are down, but not out, as we're sitting at 60 on top of Grove Hill Road. Today, we're going up to a high of 72, a low of 50 by Friday. Friday, fun day, 71 with a low of 50. Over the weekend, 73 and 75, respectively. Your WFMD SkyScan forecast brought to you by PJsRoofing.com. Glenn Beck is next. Have a wonderful day.